The first thing in making butter, you have to start with a cow. There's where you get your cream. So they milked the cow by hand in a pail, and then they took it to the house, and it had to be strained before it could be set and put in a creamer can. The way that separated, the cream would raise to the top. So with a gauge on the side of the can, you could tell when you're drawing the milk off when you got to your cream. So you could separate that way, draw the milk and keep the cream. Of course, to churn it, you had to wait until it was sour. If you didn't, the churning would be a long time before you'd get butter. So you usually waited until your cream was quite sour. And they had different forms of churning it. Some, as I say, was the little hand ones. Some was ones that were either propelled by hand with the barrel churn or the foot pedal. Other churns, one would be like a crock, earthen crock with a stick in it, and you would work that up and down, which had a ladle on the bottom, and as you worked it up and down, that would separate your buttermilk from your butter. And then, of course, after you got your butter, you wanted to prepare it, wash it, and get it ready for sale or eating. But first, you'd have to draw that buttermilk off the churn, and then you had to take your butter, and you had to wash that well. Some would wash it right in the churn, maybe a couple times to get the excess buttermilk out best you could. And then you'd put it in a tray, and there again, working the butter, there were different ways of doing that. Some would just put it in a big tray, wooden tray, and they had a wooden ladle, and they'd work it back and forth and get the buttermilk out of it. After they felt they got the buttermilk all worked out in the water, they would sprinkle salt in it and work that salt in to taste. And when they felt they had it salty enough and firm enough, they would proceed to put it in the butter prints, which you would... There was different forms of those, too. Some would just roll it up in a pat, but especially if they were going to sell it, they had the brick butter printers that they'd fill with the butter and proceed to take it out after it was printed. Some sold it over and above what they needed for the household use. Some was packed in jars for the winter.